Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
WYCD Studio. Hello, hello.
What's up, man? This is Drake White. How you doing?
Yay!
Drake White!
How y'all doing?
Dude, it has been a wolf's tail.
It's longer than a wolf's tail.
A wolf's tail?
Yeah, you know, because they're long, so it's like a long time. We haven't talked to you in a long time.
Apparently it's a saying that people say. Holly uses it. I've never heard of it.
My best friend's mom grew up in the South, and she would when she hasn't seen me in a while, she says, "Well, Holly, I haven't seen you in a wolf's tail." And I'm like, I always think that's the cutest thing.
Yeah, I've heard it. It's just been a while. We usually say like a month of Sundays or something like that.
Yeah, I like that too. Well, it has been a long time. We've missed you.
I missed y'all. How's everything going in Detroit.
There's a lot of updates. I want to start with your updating us though, because normally there was this period where, like, I think you played a show in Detroit like at least 2 or 3 times a year, it seemed, and then all of a sudden it was like 2018. We didn't see you. So we got a 2-year update. We need to hear from you. What happened?
No, it hasn't been 2 years since I've been there.
It feels like a very long time. If it has not been 2 years, it feels like 2 years.
Yeah, well, it feels like a wolf's tail, you know, forever. But we've been rocking, just touring. I just got back from Europe and working on a record, and right now I'm cutting the grass outside. So
wait a second,
like, you're hanging out.
You're talking to us, and you're mowing your lawn.
Oh, I have overalls on. The wind is blowing.
We can hear that.
Shining. I'm just cutting. Spring is happening in Nashville. So we got some cool shows in Nashville coming up tomorrow, so I'm just kind of getting a jump start on that.
So we appreciate you at least shutting off the mower blades for this phone call.
You're welcome.
Is that like, I know, I was like, how is he mowing as long? Is it a push mower? Like when
maybe he's gone green, Holly. Maybe he's got an electric mower.
Yeah, no. Like one of the ones that like are from the 1950s where it has no like motor. It just, you have to like really push it hard.
No, a real mower. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I use. A real mower. I mow 5 acres with a real mower. Oh, man.
That's, hey, if you want to get in shape, that's a good way to start.
Oh, no way.
Hell yeah.
Take you forever.
So, yeah, dude, I noticed you're talking about big shows in Nashville. I noticed you're playing at the Exit Inn tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to go to that place. I've never been there, and we have a lot of people always ask me for recommendations on places to go because I've been to Nashville a ton of times. But as someone who lives there, what's your spot where you kind of go and hang when you get some off time?
Where can we stalk you? Is what Rob's saying.
Oh man, there's so many. There's so many spots. We stay on the east side a good bit, as far as like if we're gonna go have a drink. Hemingway's is cool. There's a lot of kind of divey bars, late night greasy spoons like Dino's and stuff like that on the east side. Midtown's always great. You know, going down there to the M Street if you want to go kind of high class and that kind of thing. But as far as the show, I love. We live out towards the Fontanelle. The Fontanelle is a great place to see the show, a show.
Yeah.
Cannery Ballroom, Exit Inn, the basement. You know, there's some cool spots in this city. I can't even keep up with it. I mean, I just love it. It's a cool spot, and I feel good about, you know, living in it.
And how's things going at home besides cutting the grass? Your wife doing good?
Oh, she's doing great. Thanks for asking, man.
Yeah.
We're awesome. There's really not much to complain about. There's nothing to complain about, really. We're just.
Well, I'll tell you how long we're talking about how long it's been. Last time we were hanging, me and you and my wife Katie were on the bus, and then we went and grabbed a burger at a bar in Detroit after the show at the Fillmore, and
yeah.
we were talking about thinking about having kids. So this is how long it's been, dude. We are due for our first in April.
Really? Congratulations, man.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, thanks.
I love that. I was going to ask you about that. That is, that's got to be exciting. I mean, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna name it? How are you gonna? What kind of father are you gonna be?
Rob's like, I have no idea. I'm freaking out right now.
Well, you know what? I've been, you know, obviously doing a lot of work around the house with the new redid my office turned into a nursery, which is cool. You know, move that stuff downstairs and. You know, reading some books and trying to figure it out, but you know, nothing can really prepare you for what is
Take
about to happen.
The Pearl Jam poster down and replace it with green eggs and ham.
That's exactly what's happening.
That is correct. Yep. So yeah, we're gonna be new parents right around the time you get to Coyote Joe's on April 19th, man.
Wow. Well, that'll be amazing.
I hope
I get some pictures.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about your new music. So you'll have like a new album. That'll be like your baby.
Yeah, I am too. We've been since I've seen y'all last week. It was just a transitional period last year, and you know you have to. The word pruning and sifting came up a lot in my studies. I'm a guy that likes to, you know, go in and read and figure out, you know, the next steps and map it all out and kind of plan and I just realized you can't really plan this stuff. You just got to kind of let God take over, and that's what I've done, and it's turned out some really cool stuff. You know, we've got a new band out there. I've got new management, and so it's created this new wind in the sails that, and I don't mean to sound so you know, too sunshine and rainbows, but it's really good. It's really, really cool when you let go and take all the pressure off yourself and just say, hey, man, I'm gonna go golfing today or cut grass, and that's not an excuse to like not work, but it's a cool thing to just go, hey, I don't have to put so much pressure. I can just let the song write itself, and that's produced a lot of cool songs that we're gonna go in and cut and get out to the beautiful fans.
Dude, I love that. I feel like a lot, you know, we all deal with a lot of pressure, and it seems I feel it too, like. Pressure to be constantly working no matter what, or you feel like, oh, someone, you know, someone's outworking you. But it's like, you got to take some time to enjoy yourself and enjoy your life. If you're not enjoying it, then what's the point, right?
I mean, it's just the truth. You know, I don't know. I don't understand why we do that. You know, everybody does it. And I think travel has helped me a lot realize that it's not that way everywhere. It's not. Go, 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 go. And believe me, I'm so thankful for my tenacity and my drive, but it's a cool, peaceful feeling when you just, you have this picture of you sitting with your son or daughter eventually in a swing and hanging out. But if I know Rob, how many times have you sat in a swing in the last 10 years? Like, just actually chilled out and looked at the birds and listened to them, and that's what this kid's going to do, because it's not about you, it's about the kid,
right?
And so, yeah, man,
it's going to bring in a whole new perspective. I guess it's going to be a great thing.
Yeah,
living life through the eyes of a child again. That's I think what we all need.
I'm just excited for Rob to have the Wiggles on his on his radio a little bit and be listening to artists like that.
I've been working on Baby Shark a lot, so that's...
Yeah, that's exciting, and I want a picture of you with one of those front fupa things on, the not fupa.
Yellow baby Bjorn.
Baby thing.
Oh yeah, Rob's gonna rock the baby Bjorn all day.
Hey, Drake, we don't want to. Can you hang on one sec? We got to take a tiny break, and Holly's got to do traffic.
Yeah.
All right.
No, it already played.
Apparently, it did.
I didn't know.
Okay.
I didn't know.
We're back. We're back.
How was traffic?
Oh, it was wonderful.
Well,
so great.
It was so great.
Cool.
So yeah, dude. April 13th is the due date, but they're telling us it could happen any time. So the cool thing is that my work allows me to take some daddy time, some paternity time off up to 4 weeks. So it could be right around concert time. But if everything goes to plan, I'm hoping to at least pop up there and you know say what's happening.
Yeah, man. Well, obviously there's more important things, but I'm excited about. Man, we got some new digs and new, you know, just new folks, and it's a lot of fun. Every time I come to Detroit, especially Cowdy Joe's, it just turns into this, you know, crazy awesome night. And I love being out there and love being in that city. I can still feel it, you know,
yeah,
feel the spirit of it. So it's exciting. I'm excited about life, and I'm ready to get out there and see my fans, my Detroit fans again.
Well, we're ready to pack the place. We're so excited that you're coming back.
And I think it's cool that you always end up coming on Holly's or on or around Holly's birthday on 420. You're on it's 419 this year.
Yeah, I always try to come to Detroit around that time. Michigan's a good spot for that area, for that time of year. So,
especially Ann Arbor.
You wait till on 420. You wait till the snow's gone, at least. That's a smart guy right there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it hadn't been too bad of a winter for y'all, has it?
No, it wasn't bad.
I don't know, man. Every year I'm like, why do I live here?
Rob is like a beach baby. Like, he likes sunshine, but anything that's not sunshine is really bad to him.
Yeah.
But it wasn't too bad.
Obviously. I mean, you could have never guessed that by looking at it.
I know. It is so true.
Well, even Nashville, though, I feel like is a, you know, you get more nice weather. You know, we get like 3 or 4 months and then it's like back to the norm.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been trying to embrace it, you know?
Yeah, you got to.
But yeah, man, April 19th, Coyote Joe's. Like we said, I was thinking for some reason it was almost 2 years. Maybe it was a year.
It seems like a long time, but I'm so glad that you're coming back.
It's been a long time coming, but we can't wait to jam with you again, man. Excited to hear the new tunes.
I cannot wait to share it with y'all. I'm telling you, it is rocking. It is. It's like being shot out of a cannon again. It's really cool. So
that'd be good.
I can't wait to see the folks, and we're gonna put on a good show and get down at Coyote Joe's.
And I got a firework pyrotechnic guy if you need it too for that. If you really want to shoot some stuff out of the cannons.
Well, is that a question? I mean, why would you have to ask that question?
We're gonna work on setting that up.
All right, boys.
Sure.
All right, Drake.
I'll let you get back to mowing your grass.
Yeah, get her done.
Thank you for talking to us with us.
All right, thank y'all for talking to me. And Rob, God bless you, man. I hope the baby is just as healthy and as good looking as your wife. I hope he takes after your wife.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Aww. All right.
All right,
thank
man.
Y'all.
Take care. Bye bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.